guitar and my dark sunglasses.
This sweet concoction is smooth as molasses.
Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down, over the water,
everything gets hotter. When the sun goes
when
down,
the sun when goes
the sun
down.
Goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down, over the water,
everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Two U.S. Navy pilots were shot down over the Red Sea Saturday in an apparent friendly fire incident. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has details.
Friendly fire means shot down mistakenly by your own military. In cases involving the U.S., it's a rarity. The military central command says the guided missile cruiser USS Gettysburg mistakenly fired on and hit an American F-A-18 warplane. Both pilots ejected safely. One has minor injuries, says the military statement.
Today's expected to be one of the busiest travel days of the year. There are already nearly 700 delayed flights into and out of U.S. airports. Also, one of the final days for pre-Christmas shopping. Five people were injured Saturday when a man who was leading police on a high-speed chase drove his pickup truck through a JCPenney in Killeen, Texas. The driver was shot and killed by an officer. And baseball legend Ricky Henderson, the sport's all-time stolen base and runs leader, has died at 65. This is ABC News.
The Bucks beat the Wizards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the Bucks over the Wizards, 112-101. Giannis and Damian Lillard both sat out, so Bobby Portis stepped up, scoring 34 points, his highest of the season.
It's going to be nice where, you know, your best players sit out and get rest days, and then there's nice where the other guys have opportunity to step up and show what they can do, so it was a big win for us tonight.
The Bucks are in Chicago tomorrow night against the Bulls. NFL, the Packers holding practice indoors, getting ready for Monday Night Football. They host the Saints, who will start rookie quarterback Spencer Rattler, a fifth-round pick out of Oklahoma. Now, just because New Orleans has slipped to 5-9 doesn't mean they will be easy to beat.
This is the National Football League. You better get yourself ready to go, otherwise you're going to get your ass kicked. I don't care who you're playing. I mean, look at the game last week. I mean, they had a chance to win the game on the last play of the game. So, to me, every week's the same.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies today, gusty south winds with highs in the middle 20s. Overnight, a chance of snow developing. Clouds and breezy south winds will diminish as lows drop to the lower 20s, and snow will continue into the first half of Monday. It's 12 at our studios.
We are with Pete from Wheelway. Pete, we have some very exciting news. I heard that the cars are back for good at Wheelway. Is that right?
They're back, but they're going to move quickly.
Move quickly, but by popular demand, people have asked you guys to keep them there. But the Arctic Blast Sale going on right now, you went out and handpicked some really nice vehicles for this sale.
Hey, you know what? We got 2024s, 2023s, all the way down to 2015. They're all low miles, under 30,000 miles they start off. We have payments as low as $99 a month. There's no better time right now to come and get a vehicle.
It's an Arctic Blast, but there's sizzling prices on these vehicles. And you can take care of all the financing and everything right there too, right?
Absolutely. Interest rates are fortunately keep going down. That means you get more purchasing power. There's no better time to get a better vehicle, a reliable, roadworthy vehicle for the wintertime right now before rates start going back up. Can't make it in going Wheelway Autos with an S.com. You'll be blown away of the inventory that we got here.
Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
This week on Viewpoints.
You thought that a particular child was going to break down in tears because they really were very close to Grandpa Paul. But it turns out that they just look at you, kind of mute, and then say, can we have mac and cheese for lunch?
How can adults engage in more meaningful conversations with young people about loss and death? Then,
in most American cities, you're lucky to see a couple dozen stars on a good night.
What effect does light pollution have on our ability to see stars? I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Art tells a story, your story, and inspires others in your community to do the same. AARP is celebrating the undeniable impact and contributions of Black art and artists everywhere. We're thrilled to celebrate these creators over 50. Through their work and persistence, they make society a better place by bringing us all closer together. Learn more at aarp.org/blackcommunity.
All of us have had to have difficult conversations throughout our lives. Moments where we've spoken up in a work meeting or pulled aside a family member or friend to tell them a hard truth. While these moments are necessary, they can be uncomfortable and jarring. As a parent or caregiver, there are many times when this happens. It can be as small as talking to your child about why they're in a timeout, or as big as explaining why mom and dad will no longer be living together. For Dr. Elena Lister, she's no stranger to these extremely difficult moments. Lister is an associate professor of psychiatry at Cornell University and Columbia University Medical Centers. She works as a therapist and grief counselor, but is also a mom herself to two daughters, Molly and Liza. Her younger daughter, Liza, was diagnosed with terminal leukemia early on in life. In the book, Giving Hope, co-authored by Lister and Dr. Michael Schwartzman, Lister recalls the conversations she had with some of her daughter's classmates about what was happening. She conveyed that Liza was very sick and was not going to live much longer, but that her family was making the most of the time she had left. The kids shared their own feelings and then asked questions. Some asked if Liza was nervous, if she was in pain, or if she'd ever come back to school. As the listener, you might be wondering, why did she share this news with such young kids? Why not just keep things vague or stay silent?
What we have found over decades of experience, as well as therefore what we believe, is that the not talking about it is what leads kids to be more anxious. And I've had personal experience with this as well as professional, that when you can bring it out and talk about it with a child, they get the chance to ask their questions, to tell you what they're thinking, and to feel not alone with it, so they get less scared.
Through her work as a psychiatrist, Lister helps patients have these difficult conversations about loss and death with their children. And these moments don't just come up when there's a loss within the family. They happen for all children. For instance, it can be when they hear about a prominent death or even a school shooting.
What we recommend is that if it is something that a child is inevitably going to hear about, which these days is probably most things, because even if they don't find it out on the internet by themselves, they might find it out from their 19-year-old cousin or somebody else, that you open up the conversation with the child about it.
Lister notes that many parents underestimate just how shockingly aware children are of what's happening around them.
If you, as an adult who's taking care of a child, are experiencing some sort of loss, if you don't choose to talk with a child about it, they're still going to sense that something is up with you. You're not yourself, no matter how hard you try to hide it. and put on a smile and stiff upper lip. But children are really perceptive. They sense that something is off. And often a child will worry and they may come to think it's something worse than it really is. So we believe that you're providing a child with actual sense of support and safety and clarity.
While these discussions are important, is there an age where kids are too young to be exposed to death?
We're generally thinking of a three-year-old and up at any of these kinds of situations, because once a child is in school, they are around other children who may be talking about things. Internet may be accessible.
In the book, Lister and her co-author outline specific strategies and tips that adults can use as they go about having these talks with their children. The first tip is to put away all distractions like phones and tablets and gather as a family to talk. The second piece of advice is to bring backup. Ideally, it should be you along with your partner or someone else who's close to you.
So that if one of the adults is upset, the other one can step in. Or if one adult suddenly feels like a deer in the headlights and doesn't know what to say, the other adult can step in then.
Once you're ready to begin, keep the information minimal. Don't go into specific details about the death or event. Say what's happened, and then give some time for them to process the information.
Expect the unexpected. You thought that a particular child was going to break down in tears because they really, really, really were very close to Grandpa Paul. But it turns out that they just look at you kind of mute and then say, can we have mac and cheese for lunch? And that's okay, because it takes a while to process things, because every child has their own reaction. Two siblings, one may cry and the other may not. And we want to advocate that you convey that that's fine. It doesn't mean that one sibling loved the person more than the other. It is just the reaction that each of them are having right then.
And it's okay if they have questions. If you don't know how to answer in the moment, Lister says be upfront with how you feel.
It is fine to say to a child, you know, I really want to answer that question and talk about it with you, but I need a few minutes to think about it. So how about if we come back to that question after lunch? And then, of course, you must come back to the question after lunch, even if you're still feeling a little uncertain. But it gives you a chance to kind of sort yourself out about how you might want to answer.
One example is how to answer one of the most common questions that children tend to ask. Did it hurt when they died?
You can say, depending on the reality, it did not hurt when Grandpa Joe died. Or you know that Grandpa Joe's had a lot of pain. The pain went away when he died, because indeed, we believe that people don't feel pain after they die. So you want to offer something to your child, I believe, that is truthful, but also has an element of reassurance in it. And then if the question is, you know, what happens when you die? I mean, I believe a fair answer would be, no one knows for sure. We in our family believe, and then if you have a religious or cultural belief, you can tell the child.
Lister says that after breaking the news, be cognizant of how your child is doing. In some cases, they may need additional help.
Some children right away may have difficulty sleeping. Maybe they're not eating as much. They're unfocused in school because they're preoccupied with what has happened, if it's somebody really immediate in their life. But we believe that's natural and inevitable. And when you would want to try to involve a professional or ask a professional whether it might be time for their involvement, it might be 4 to 6 weeks after a significant loss, when a child is still demonstrating those things and cannot engage in regular life. They cannot stay in school yet. They're not sleeping. They're not eating. Maybe they've regressed. They've begun to wet the bed again or talk in baby talk. If those things are going on for more than 4 to 6 weeks, at that point, we think it's worth an adult in that child's life asking a pediatrician, a psychiatrist, a psychologist, a social worker, the school counselor, a religious person. You know, this is what I'm saying. Do you think they need more support?
Loss and death are just another part of life. Some people experience these events at a younger age than others, and that's okay. To find out more about this topic and our guest, Dr. Elena Lister, visit viewpointsradio.org. Also check out her book, Giving Hope, Conversations with children about illness, death, and loss. This segment originally aired in September 2022 and was written and produced by executive producer Amira Zuveri. Our lead producer is Libby Foster. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price. This segment is brought to you by Capital One. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
Coming up, stargazers are working to fight light pollution and restore darkness. When Viewpoints returns.
Art tells a story, your story, and inspires others in your community to do the same. AARP is celebrating the undeniable impact and contributions of Black art and artists everywhere. We're thrilled to celebrate these creators over 50. Through their work and persistence, they make society a better place by bringing us all closer together. Learn more at aarp.org/blackcommunity.
Want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
VapoCool! Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let Mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Mmm, that smells good, Mom. What you making?
Just a little something. Collard greens, cornbread, fried chicken, and peach cobbler. Some leftovers.
Some leftovers? Listen, I've been meaning to talk to you about some new COVID information I saw online.
See, because you're always on that phone.
I'm serious. I read that 3 out of 4 adults in the United States have a high risk factor for severe COVID-19. And Black folks like us with certain conditions like diabetes, heart disease, mental health conditions, or being 50 and older, like you, are at high risk.
Boy, you sound like a commercial.
I'm just saying. I know you love your ginger teas and essential oils. But remember, there are treatment options for COVID-19 if you ever get it again.
Uh-huh. I promise, if I get sick again, I'll call my doctor to ask about my options. I love you.
I love you, too. I'm glad we had this talk.
Me, too. Now get out of my kitchen.
All right.
Remember when you would lay in the grass at night, spotting all kinds of constellations, maybe glimpsing at a shooting star, or marveling at the cloudy outline of the Milky Way? No? This outdoor pastime has all but disappeared from our lives as light pollution from buildings, billboards, street lamps, and even the security lights from your neighbor's garage make it impossible to see but a few stars at night. The dark sky has become a rarity in the modern world, and advocates across the globe are finding ways to bring it back.
To really see, you know, the Milky Way or even beyond that, you're having to obviously get out of the city, but maybe even get to really rural areas or out west or, you know, to really get away from most of us live. And that is, I think, the sad thing.
That's Paul Bogard, author of the picture book To Know a Starry Night, with photos by astrophotographer Bo Rogers. One key aspect of this discussion is the prevalence of light pollution. So what exactly is it?
A good definition of light pollution is just the overuse and misuse of artificial light at night. So it's, you know, we're going to have artificial light. We like it. We need it. We'll have it. It's just a matter of sort of how we'll use it and how much and where. And so light pollution is really speaking to kind of the irresponsible use of it, you know, blasting it into the sky or into your neighbor's house or into the eyes of drivers, that kind of thing. And we don't understand that the overuse and misuse of artificial light at night impacts us in many ways. The impact to human physical health, for example, disrupting sleep and impeding the production of melatonin and the sort of waste of money and the psychological cost of not being able to look up and see the night sky as a child, for example.
Amateur astronomers describe the night sky using the Bortle scale, which is named after John Bortle, who created it in 2001. It describes light pollution on a scale from 1 to 9, based on celestial objects visible to the naked eye. For example, if you're standing in Times Square in New York City at midnight on a clear night, you won't see any stars. That's a Bortle 9. If only the brightest constellations, like the Big Dipper, barely glow and the Milky Way is invisible, that's a Bortle class 7, which is common in most suburbs around the country. If you look at a dark sky map, you'll see that Europe is lit up like a Christmas tree, as is much of the eastern half of the United States. Australia, on the other hand, is one of the darkest places in the world, and a mecca for night sky enthusiasts. One organization committed to the cause is the International Dark Sky Association, a leader in protecting areas known as dark sky reserves. These sites meet a number of criteria, including an exceptional view of the Milky Way with the unaided eye. But communities can also pass ordinances and convert into certified dark sky destinations. In Arizona, Tucson and Flagstaff are two cities that have done so. So how can you push for a darker sky in your own community?
The first thing to do is really assess your own community and your own strengths. So if your community really values wildlife and ecological health, that might be something that you want to look into researching the effects of light pollution on, craft your argument about that, and then reach out either to the local businesses or local community council and make your case for changing the lighting or updating the lighting ordinances. Some communities really value tourism, and astrotourism has been a huge booming segment of the ecotourism sector.
That's Betty Maya Foote, a director of engagement at the International Dark Sky Association. Foote says it's important to build a following rather than approach City Hall on your own. She suggests searching for a local astronomy club or a nearby Audubon Society. Such a group got management at the John Hancock Center in Chicago to turn off the lights at night because they disoriented migrating birds. Even local tourism councils might help to build a dark sky coalition when they learn about the benefits of astrotourism. But not everyone will be keen on darkness.
Be prepared for what people may argue against light pollution. So some of the really common ones are safety. That's kind of the first thing that people bristle at when you talk about, you know, reducing lighting levels. Because they're like, you know, we're all about seeing the stars, but we really want to be safe.
So much of the light that we use that's going just right up into the sky, or it's bouncing off a billboard and going into the sky, or it's just shining, it's not making anybody any safer. If you want lights, you can shield them better. There are fixtures that will shine the light down rather than shine it up or shine it horizontally. But really, like with our house where we live in Minneapolis, there's enough ambient light from the street lights that we don't really need to have, you know, lights on our house on at night. So we just turn them off.
But what about local businesses? After all, high visibility with the lights on is a marketing strategy.
Actually, not necessarily. What I've seen a lot of our advocates do around the world is actually create a dark sky friendly business certification. And they will, for businesses that have dark sky friendly lighting, you know, they will give them an award. They'll write it up in the local newspaper. They'll give them a window cling to hang in their window and just give them a lot of positive publicity. And that can actually create a lot of buy-in from local businesses. And as well, when you talk about astrotourism and bringing people and tourists into the community to appreciate the night sky, dark sky-friendly lighting in businesses actually really go hand in hand and can definitely support one another.
Even if you live in a place that is a Bortle Class 7 or 8, Bogard says the night sky is still beautiful and worth exploring.
I just always encourage people to, you know, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good in terms of experiencing the beauty of the night. Night is has so much to offer us and is so beautiful in so many ways, and to just encourage folks to do whatever they can to start to attend to that and to be open to that and to go out and try to see the stars wherever you are, or the moon is, you know, quite beautiful as well, and then to be thoughtful and good neighborly about the use of lights.
The next time you roll your trash can to the curb or take the dog out for a walk, pause for a moment, look up, and take in the beauty of even that single star. You can also take in the stars in Paul Bogart's book, To Know a Starry Night, available online and in bookstores. Learn more about all of our past guests on our website at viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, search Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This segment originally aired in January 2022 and was written and produced by Polly Hansen. Our lead producer is Libby Foster. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio engineer is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson. This segment is brought to you by Progressive. Since 2013, the annual Progressive Keys to Progress event has provided deserving veterans with vehicles, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more about this program at keystoprogress.com.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
Want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks Vapors.
VapoCool. Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let Mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Tis the season if you celebrate Christmas and love the holiday enough to turn your passion into a paycheck, you might consider spreading some cheer by becoming a professional Santa Claus. Every year, malls, Christmas parties, and corporate events hire Kris Kringle impersonators to help make the season bright. But being a professional Santa requires more than just a beard and a red and white costume. Aspiring Santas have the option to attend Santa School to perfect their craft. One of the most well-known programs is the Professional Santa Claus School of Denver, which has been training future Santas for more than four decades. The school's founder says more than 5,600 individuals have passed through its doors to become better Santas over the years. Every fall, the school hosts a conference designed to prepare students to truly embody the holiday figure. Attendees learn everything from perfecting their hair and makeup to how to connect with shy children. There's guidance on the hottest toys of the season, the names of Santa's reindeer, and even how to say Merry Christmas in different languages. Aspiring Santas refine their laugh and adjust their vocals to protect the iconic Saint Nick voice. And yes, there's even a course for Miss Claus. It may be too late to start your Santa pursuits this year, but it's never too early to prepare for next holiday season. And that's Viewpoints Explained for this week. Stay tuned, more in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine American culture, what's new and old in entertainment. No time of year has more classics and standards than the holiday season. Beginning in early November, you can't help but to start hearing the familiar Christmas tunes of years past, in department stores and on the radio. Now, personally, I'm a strong believer that Christmas music is appropriate starting on Black Friday and extending until New Year's Day. Once Thanksgiving dinner is done, I pull the records out of the drawer, and once New Year's has passed, I put them back away. Metaphorically speaking, of course. What I literally mean is that I take a Christmas playlist out of a hidden folder in Spotify for a month or so, and then I hide it again. But either way, I enjoy the Christmas classics. Chuck Berry singing Run, Run, Rudolph, Frank Sinatra's Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, and Nat King Cole's Joy to the World. I also enjoy some of the more modern Christmas wrinkles, like NSYNC's infectious Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, or Kelly Clarkson's Wrapped in Red. But like all families, my family has some holiday traditions of our own. My dad's favorite Christmas tunes come from the Beach Boys, so around this time of year I like to enjoy Little Saint Nick, Santa's Beard, and The Man with All the Toys. He stayed out in the cold, and when he left them he told about the man with all the toys. But one of my most cherished Christmas traditions is listening to my mom's favorite Christmas album. Every year growing up, or at least some years growing up, my sister, my brother, and me would open our presents to Amy Grant's Christmas album. Nothing says Christmas Day to me more than hearing Amy Grant singing Emmanuel. Whatever your favorite Christmas songs are, whatever you consider the appropriate time to blast them in your car, and especially if you only want a hippopotamus for Christmas, there's no debating that now is the time to revel in that warm holiday feeling that comes with hearing the Christmas songs you cherish the most. I'm Evan Rowe.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Art tells a story, your story, and inspires others in your community to do the same. AARP is celebrating the undeniable impact and contributions of Black art and artists everywhere. We're thrilled to celebrate these creators over 50. Through their work and persistence, they make society a better place by bringing us all closer together. Learn more at aarp.org/blackcommunity.
That's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Hi, this is guide Kurt Justice with today's Kurt's Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. Ice conditions improved significantly by midweek, closing up some trouble spots and adding inches to the ice and confidence to the anglers. With many of the more popular spots reporting 6 to 8 inches, and with the weather very mild, many anglers headed out over the weekend. Fishing was good overall, yet anglers should still use some caution when venturing out on areas untraveled or on the larger, deeper lakes. Walleye fishing was very good, not all day, but for the anglers willing to get out pre-dawn or fish the first hour and a half after dark, nice catches in 4 to 8 feet of water using medium golden shiners or river shiners on tip-ups. Jig and Rapala's number 5, shiver minnows number 2s, and hyperglides in the 1.5 and number 2 sizes all worked well. Keeping that bait 2 feet off the bottom to just over to the weed tops working best as the eyes are moving into the shallows at dusk to actively feed. Nice fish, many slot fish in 20 to 24 inch range, and several 20 to 26 to 28 inch were reported. Northern pike fishing was very good. Nice thick fish in the upper 20-inch range to the low 30-inch on big suckers and shiners. Some right at dusk, surprising anglers targeting walleyes in 4 to 8 feet of water. Bluegills have been very good. Mornings until about 10 to 11 a.m. and then again picking up about 3 p.m. till dusk. For the most part, shallower weeds of 4 to 8 feet using light jigs tipped with waxies or plastics. Anglers fishing small, deeper lakes with less weeds finding gills in 12 to 14 feet using tungsten jigs tipped with spikes or plastics. Nice gills, most over 7.5 to 8 inch range, but enough 9 inch plus fish to make things interesting. Well, this is the second weekend of warm up and light rain making some areas slushy and spooky. Cool offs, highs into the 20s and upper teens midweek through some single digit lows should firm up the top ice and hopefully add a few more inches to make snowmobile and ATV travel better. The week of Christmas to New Year's looks good with nice winter temperatures and a little bit of snow. Now warning, there have been a few trucks reported on the ice, and I saw videos of them. Not good. With only 8 inches and less excessive ice. It's not safe for those drivers and the people enjoying the ice. Please hold off from driving full-size trucks on these lakes until we get a good 14 to 16 inches of solid ice. Well, that's all I've got for today's fishing report. This is Kurt from Kurt's Island Sports Shop wishing you good fishing.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurt's Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurt's pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurt's Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Oh no! My phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. That's right. Now's your last chance to trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-517-9383. That's 800-517-9383. 800-517-9383.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies today. Gusty south winds with highs in the middle 20s. Overnight, a chance of snow developing. Clouds and breezy south winds will diminish as lows drop to the lower 20s, and snow will continue into the first half of Monday. Right now, it's 13.
98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to storm me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Sweet love is gonna save me. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels make you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I got to know if your sweet love is gonna save me.
You say you'll be down in 5. The smell of your perfume is floating down the stairs. You're fixing up your hair like you do. I know that I'll be a mess the second that I see you. You won't be surprised. It happens every time. It's nothing new. It's always on a night like tonight. I thank God you can read my mind. 'Cause when you look at me with those eyes, I'm speechless. Staring at you standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret. 'Cause watching you is all that I can do. And I'm speechless. You already know. Show my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous. Every time you walk into the room, I'm speechless. Starting when you said hello, just did something to me. And I've been in a daze ever since the day that we met. You take the breath out of my lungs, can't even fight it. And all of the words out of my mouth without even trying. And I'm speechless. Staring at you standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret. 'Cause watching you is all that I can do. And I already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous. Every time you walk into the room, I'm speechless. Yeah, baby. It's always on a night. God, you can read my mind. 'Cause when you look at me with those eyes, I'm speechless. You're standing there in that dress. Girl, it ain't a secret. 'Cause watching you is all that I can do. Oh, 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 I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, every time you walk into the room, I'm speechless. Oh, you know it, baby.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
98 Q Country.
Up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with the smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me,
you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I like you a lot, but you're about to miss your shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not? It was the best dang kiss that I ever had, except for that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down on one knee. And you smiled, said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I love you a lot. I think we got a real good shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not? So we planned it all. From the wedding cake to the honeymoon, and your mama cried when you walked down the aisle. When the preacher man said, say I do, I did, you did too. Then I lifted that veil and saw your pretty smile, and I said, are you gonna kiss me or not? Look at all the love that we got. It ain't never gonna stop. Are you gonna kiss me or not? Yeah, baby, I love you a lot. I really think we got a shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not?
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that. Since the day that we met, it's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and wants to see your mind only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road. Something terrible, and I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your free show. Knock yourself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
You don't wanna talk about it, boy, that's no surprise. You come home smelling like liquor like every other night. If I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumor's always turning to yelling and fighting. And wants to send my mind only one way I'm driving, you know.
I know, and I'ma take the high road, baby, get gone. Have a little too much of something terrible. Stay on fire and hit a new low. I'ma take.
98Q Country.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you long for the sunshine and the friendly games, for the holidays you can't be home, sweet home. I met a man who lived in Tennessee. He was looking for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. Now the Pennsylvania folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore, from the Atlantic to Pacific. Oh, the season is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. For the holidays, you can't be home, sweet home. Like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you long for the sunshine and the friendly game, for the holidays you can't be home, sweet home.
Dressed like they're in Panama. Small town spring break every weekend around this place. And there's a bunch of boys trying to catch the eyes of all the pretty girls that are walking by. And those redneck margaritas are two for one at that old marina. Yeah, tan lines and gas station cheap sunglasses. They're coming here from all around to get a little southbound, unwound. Tennessee honey cotton buds. Long as it floats, we'll rock the boat. And it's all looking up when we get down. Yeah, and get a little southbound, southbound. Get a little southbound, southbound. Oh, got a ticket in an old wig zone. Katie's the one that should take it slow. She's dancing on the dock, and it's only 2 o'clock. Yeah, the fish ain't biting 'cause the party's on. The old man, I think I'm out going home. But those redneck margaritas are two for one at that old marina. Yeah, they gonna get a little southbound, unwound. Tennessee honey kinda buzz. Them south sounds up loud. Summer dripping off of us. From the riverbank to the party cove. Long as it floats, we'll rock the boat. And it's all looking up when we get down. Yeah, and get a little southbound, southbound. Get a little southbound, southbound. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got the old swing swinging like a chandelier. Little bit of heaven on the water right here. Don't need much, just a couple of beers. And you and me, gotta love this time of year. I'm getting southbound, southbound. So let's get a little southbound.
Have a Merry Christmas, everybody.
98Q Country.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I want to spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever and ever. And every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you. Every place in my heart. Oh, it feels like the first time, every time. I want to spend the whole night in your eyes. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Pre-Christmas shopping turned terrifying in Killeen, Texas Saturday when a driver leading police on a high-speed chase plowed his pickup truck through the doors of a JCPenney and kept driving through the store.